And now for the teacher's perspective, we're joined by Mary Najimy, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association with 117,000 members. It's the largest teachers union in the state. Good morning, and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's such an important topic. I'm happy to be here.
So you heard from Tom Scott there in terms of reopening schools saying, if not now, when? Why don't you respond to that?
We have a very clear answer to that. We will know when the time is right, when every single building in Massachusetts has been, every single public school building in Massachusetts has been inspected and certified that they meet environmental health and safety standards under COVID, when the governor has instituted rapid, regular testing of all students and educators, just like we are seeing happen in the universities that are beginning to open, when benchmarks, both local, regional, and statewide, are communicated with transparency.
So it sounds like, if I'm reading you right, it sounds like you're saying that you and your union members have great doubts that most school systems are actually ready.
We certainly do. Unfortunately, the commissioner has had us waste our time over the summer by focusing on developing three models for return to learning rather than focusing on just one, a virtual start to the year, so that we could get it really right.
What have you been hearing from teachers heading into this crucial week?
This is normally a time of great joy where educators spend their time over the summer vacation thinking about their classroom, planning new lessons, setting it up. We even keep our eyes peeled for interesting things to bring to our students, like shells when we're walking down the beach. But this year, educators have spent their summers learning new remote strategies, figuring out how to teach in a hybrid model. There's so much anxiety and still so much fear because their local unions are still negotiating the final settlements up until the day that students are returning into the buildings.
Well, what can the union do about that? We know that in some towns, some teachers have refused to go into school buildings for preschool activities, meaning activities that take place before the school year comes to an end. And the State Labor Relations Board has reacted negatively to that. So what can the unions or the union do?
Yeah, first of all, we vehemently disagree with the State Labor Relations Board. They said it was an illegal strike when actually the educators were in the parking lots or at their homes doing remote professional development. I have to say, though, Bob, those techniques have worked because they have brought uncooperative school committees and superintendents back to the table to bargain in good faith.
So I have to ask a what-if question, I think, Mary. What if, despite all the preparations, what if there's a coronavirus outbreak in certain school districts or in many school districts across the Commonwealth this fall? And what will the union do about it?
This has been the thing that we have been warning about all summer, and we are beginning to see it happen in Linfield. There was an outbreak in the town. In Dedham, there was an outbreak in the town, and it forced the schools to delay their in-person start. We are bracing for that, and we have to have a massive response at the first outbreak. It's a sombering thought that we may lose a student or an educator, but we have to be prepared to close everything down once again because the lives of our students, their families, and educators, and the entire Commonwealth is at risk.
A sobering thought indeed. Mary Najimy, president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, thanks a lot for speaking to us.
Thank you, Bob.